The giant African snail was first discovered in St. Vincent and the Grenadines in June 2023 in the communities of Kittels, Camden Park, and Otley Hall. Osborne Laban, who is attached to the Plant Protection and Quarantine Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, says when it was confirmed that the giant African snail was in the country, the ministry embarked on an eradication program and the snail population decreased significantly.
In 2023, the ending of June, we intercepted what seemed to be the giant African snail in Top Kittels in an area called Bonnody Hill. So subsequently, we did some investigations and confirmed that it was indeed the giant African snail. So with that confirmation, what we actually did, we embarked on a program where we actually did a thorough baiting program and a collection program as well, where we baited every 2 weeks and collected snails as we baited as well. It was quite successful at that period in time. When we were actually collecting, we collected about 18 to 20,000 snails, and the population went down significantly.
Laban says the giant African snail reproduces very quickly and is difficult to manage. He says the snail is now present in other communities across the country and people should be very vigilant.
With this particular snail, because of the way it actually multiplies, it's very difficult in terms of managing because we were attempting to eradicate. But as it stands now, it has spread to several other areas. Now it has moved on to Lowman's Bay, part of Fort Charlotte. And then recently we found it in the Diamond Prospect area. So it has actually moved on. And one of the things that I want to point out is that we've been advising the public in terms of how it actually moves, how it's being transferred. And the information is out there, but still there are some persons with vehicles because it's a great hitchhiker. It actually moves along the area. So you have to be very vigilant, observant in terms of that snail moving along.
Osborne Laban of the Plant Protection and Quarantine Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture. Meanwhile, Michael Delplesh, who is also attached to the Plant Protection and Quarantine Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, says the giant African snail has been in the Caribbean for over 20 years, but is difficult to manage once it arrives in a country and becomes established. He is appealing to the public to work closely with the Plant Protection and Quarantine Unit to eradicate the giant African snail.
We had been quite vigilant in terms of preventing the snails from coming in because we know that once the snail is in your country and it becomes established, that it is very difficult to really manage. And so our best hope has always been prevention. And this is something I want the general public to bear in mind, not just concerning giant African snail, but any quarantine pest of importance to us. And sometimes when we do our work and we want to do our work well, the public do not understand exactly what we are doing to them. It's an inconvenience. But once these pests come into our country, they are very difficult for us to eradicate. And generally, the entire population tend to be affected by these pests and the impact that they have.
Michael Delplesh, also attached to the Plant Protection and Quarantine Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.